Welcome to Twist for the week of February 20th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, we have two decisions from the Louisiana Board of Tax Appeals. In the first, the board held that subscriptions to a cloud-based storage plan were not subject to New Orleans sales taxes. The board agreed with the taxpayer that its cloud storage services were included in the definition of internet access under the Internet Tax Freedom Act, and therefore the city could not impose sales taxes on subscriptions sold to city customers. In the second decision, the board concluded that a taxpayer was entitled to a manufacturing machinery and equipment sales tax exclusion, although most of its customers were related parties and the items at issue were manufactured from pipe provided by customers. Phrasing the question presented as whether a transfer of ownership is absolutely necessary for there to be a sale, the board determined it was not, as a sale includes both a transfer of ownership or a transfer of possession. Moreover, the definition of sale includes the fabrication of tangible personal property from materials provided by a customer. The board also declined to pierce the corporate veil and disregard the separate existence of the taxpayer and its related party customers. Notably, the related and unrelated transactions were handled in the same manner, and there was no evidence that the related parties had any involvement in the taxpayer's business. In unclaimed property news, the California Comptroller interpreted the state's unclaimed property laws in relation to unclaimed brokerage accounts. Specifically, the Comptroller determined that it believes the escheatment of unclaimed brokerage accounts should be covered by California Civil Procedure Code Section 1520, governing miscellaneous intangibles, rather than Section 1516, which addresses stock and other intangible interests in a business association. This determination may result in an increased likelihood of brokerage accounts being escheated under California's unclaimed property laws. Finally, the Tennessee Department of Revenue has revised its position on whether taxpayers are entitled to the deduction for foreign-derived intangible income, or FDII. In the department's revised view, while Tennessee is decoupled from Internal Revenue Code Section 250 for purposes of GILTI, it has not decoupled for purposes of the FDII deduction. Therefore, in computing net earnings under Tennessee law, taxpayers are entitled to the full amount of the Internal Revenue Code Section 250A deduction to which it is entitled under federal law as it relates to FDII. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.